Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Against the grain.
All right, Maggie, I don't know if you read all your predictions around the web lately, but there are not a lot of people picking the Pittsburgh Steelers to beat the Kansas City Chiefs on Sunday.
Nope.
So, last time they played, a few weeks ago, 36-10, Kansas City beats Pittsburgh. Wasn't that close. Yeah. So the spread is 12.5 right now. Do you know the last time we had a 12.5 point spread in the modern era in a wild card game?
No clue.
This has never happened. This is the biggest one since they started.
Trick question.
Yeah, this trick question since they started tracking wild card games. So it's a huge spread. Everyone is watching that last game and saying, I saw how much more talented Kansas City is. I saw how lifeless Pittsburgh's offense is. That's exactly why Pittsburgh makes me nervous this game. It's the theory of the second game. You know, you watch enough division.
Which you invented right now.
Yes. As I say, familiarity breeds unpredictability.
It's usually contempt, though, right?
Yes, but this is against the grain.
Okay.
By the way, is that going to be a t-shirt? Familiarity breeds unpredictability. There's way too many letters. In fact, I'm amazed I could even get that out of my mouth. But come on, the Steelers coaching staff is not dumb. Mike Tomlin has great guys around him. They're going to look at that game tape. They're going to try something completely different. You know who knows this? Patrick Mahomes. He even said it. Let's hear Patrick Mahomes' thought on this theory.
They have a lot of good, really good coaches over there. They have a lot of really good players. And they've played in playoff games. They understand that how to change stuff up. They understand to go back to what they're great at. And so we're expecting a battle. We'll be ready to go, and we're going to try to find answers for everything because they're going to throw all different pitches to us. And we have to be able to respond and have success as much as possible.
So they're going to have a whole new game plan. And if you remember that game in December, T.J. Watt had a broken rib. He played, but he was not T.J. Watt. So they have a lot of film to look at. They're going to have a whole new blueprint against Mahomes. Now, offensively, I think people are confusing the fact that Ben can't throw the ball 12 yards downfield with Pittsburgh not being able to do anything on offense. Because they have Najee Harris. He has a hurt elbow, which is another bad thing. But if he plays, they can control the ball and at least make this game close. The other thing, they have nothing to lose. They have nothing to lose. They are laid back. Big Ben, he basically retired 3 weeks ago. He is just having fun out here. Let's hear Big Ben.
I would assume as a group you understand that, you know, we probably aren't supposed to be here. We're probably not a very good football team. We're the, out of 14 teams I think are in, we're probably number 14. We're a double-digit underdog in the playoffs. So let's just go play and have fun and see what happens.
Everything is shaping up Pittsburgh here. I am not ready to predict the Steelers win. I think that 12.5 point spread is way too big. The Steelers have only faced odds this long once in the postseason, 1996. 13.5 point underdog to the Cowboys in Super Bowl. And do you remember what happened that game, Super Bowl 30?
No. Yes. I stopped paying attention. I'm sorry. Against the grain got really long. Okay, go.
It's the one they lost where Neil O'Donnell was the quarterback, but they covered.
Okay.
My point is, everyone's predicting underdogs. Don't totally count out the Steelers. Are you even going to watch that game? Or are you?
No, I'm sorry. I got distracted because I was looking a little bit at some Steelers stuff. And one thing you forgot to put in your against the grain
right.
was the fact that Juju Smith-Schuster was at practice today.
Yeah, I don't know what to make of that. Does this mean he's going to play?
This could have been perfect fodder for your don't count out the Steelers. This is like they've got an ace up their sleeve maybe.
by their third receiver, well, possibly coming back after a year off?
Just another weapon. And again, I don't even know if Ben could find him to get him the ball because Ben's arm looks like it's going to fall off at any moment. But the fact that they would get a weapon back like Juju, I don't know if he's going to be 100% or close, but just the idea of getting someone back has got to be exciting.
Yeah, just get a little.
For your take, at least.
Get a little life. But really, the key to the take is, if you see a team blow out someone in the regular season, to think that that's going to translate to the offseason is a mistake. I think it's a common fallacy.
No, it's a huge mistake. Like, yeah. I remember a very famous example was obviously the Jets and the Patriots long ago, and it's the known as the Bart Scott game because he did the can't wait. And they were just Patriots destroyed the Jets in the regular season. Jets went up and beat them in the playoffs.
Yeah, last year.
Big upset.
The Seahawks beat the Rams twice in the regular season, won the NFC West.
Yeah.
What did they do? Of course they turned around and they lost a wild card game. That's what happens when you play the same team again and again. You saw it with the Bills and Patriots. I mean, they played twice this year, two very different games. But you can't read anything from a regular season game. And Pittsburgh, by the way, they beat the Titans 4 weeks ago. They beat a desperate Browns team 2 weeks ago. And they beat a Ravens team that has all backups but still is desperate. They're not quite as bad. We're painting them out like they're the Houston Texans. This is a proud team with some stars on defense. I do not understand 12.5 points.
Okay, so are you going to count this as a success if just the Steelers cover, or
yeah,
do they actually have to win? Because, like, they're also going up against a team that has, like, an offense that can just microwave. Like, that's the thing about the Chiefs is they may not cover big spreads all the time, but their ability to put up points in a hurry is, like, that's where it's always difficult.
Right, but is that this year's Chiefs? Doesn't it feel like that microwave ability? I know exactly what you're talking about. Doesn't it feel like it's been a little harder for them to do that? I feel like they're having to chip down the field a lot, make a lot of plays, control the ball a little bit more. They're not putting up 3 touchdowns in 6 minutes anymore.
Yeah, well, I mean, we'll see, because now the slate is clean. And again, home game, this could be difficult here for the Steelers.
You're in the mainstream. I'm going against the grain here.
I know. It's a good one. I don't know if I can get there with you. I bet they'll probably cover. That's a crazy spread.
Also, the fact that Ben...
They're begging you to take the
Ben point. Just can't throw anymore. That's a fact.
Yeah, that's a problem.
But I think people are weighing too much of the aesthetics. I think if they run the ball and Ben just makes those little 6-yard passes, I think they can, if they hit first and hit early, this game's going to be much closer.
Very, very interesting. Perloff's against the grain. 855-212-4CBS. 855-212-4227.
I'm seeing Nick, who the founder of the Facebook page, loved it.
I'd expect nothing less from the against the grainers. I just don't want them to turn on me. Like, it's not a, you know, against the grainers versus Maggie here. I'm in with you guys. I joined the Facebook page. I was the 50th person to join this Facebook group. There's room, plenty of room on the bandwagon. Samter's going under the table. Coming up, Aaron Rodgers, Brady, and Mahomes get the most attention, but who needs a win this weekend to keep their NFL careers alive?
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.